Let's see. Show them Hilchas Pesach, Kodem Al Pesach, Shloshim Yom. You have to start learning on Pur. I think the Mishnah Berurah writes. Aminig Liknos Chitim, Lechal Kan La'anim, Tzarech Pesach, V'chol Mishadar B'yir, Yud Beis Chodesh, Tzarech Litim, sometimes Shloshim Yom, sometimes Yud Beis Chodesh. So, Gemara and Bava Basra, when you get to Dinim Daraisa, sometimes it depends on living there 30 days, sometimes it depends on living there 12 months. Let's say if you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah. If you visit Eretz Yisrael, so the machloikis, is there a partial kema mitzvah if you visit Eretz Yisrael? There's some say there's a partial kema mitzvah if you stay a minimum of 12 months. Let's say a student goes for a year. A person has a sabbatical, he takes off for his job, he lives there for a year. So if he can make the ticket for slightly more than 12 months, or slightly less than 12 months, he should make it for more, and some say 30 days. What's considered a partial kema? It says here, it says most chitim depends on 12 months. You're living in the city. You don't say time.
Should they fulfill it from where they had been living beforehand?
I don't know. Let's see. Big spiders, don't I? He says, how long does Dani have to live there? Mishnah Berurah raises the question. Dani lives there 12 months, then he's entitled to get. He's a less than 12 months. I don't know. Doesn't talk about it. Don't know. Let's see. You don't say Tachnan Hocherish Nisim, and I'm him said Koscha Bishabis Bemincha, Ema, speed and boat. You don't deliver a hesped. You don't say a hesped like chalamayt. Chalamayt Pesach, you're not allowed to say a hesped. But if it's a chacham b'fanav, then you do. Tam chacham b'fanav. Both Rabbi Soloveitchik and Dr. Belkin, they both done a chalamayt Pesach. So they had to deliver a hesped. Yeah. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik done a chalamayt sukkos, if I'm not mistaken. So it's chodesh nisan. It's not more chacham than chalamayt. If it's a chacham b'fanav, then you do say a hesped. What does that mean? You don't call a tainas tzibur. You don't call a tainas tzibur. What do you mean? What does that mean? Let's say a person fasts every Monday or Thursday. That's his practice. Every Monday or Thursday. So he said, that's a tainas yochid. That's okay according to the Bechaba. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Min again, kara moshem l'san is klam. Perhaps the only tiny sibu you don't have, but tiny siyoch you may have. Of course, m'sanim bo be'er pesach. Why is that an exception to the rule? I don't know, because we never fast. We always make a siyum. That's why. No, that's not why. I don't know. Kamei namir. That's because it has to do with yontif. That's a happy tainus. They're happy that they were nitzol. It's not a tainus of an eis tzara." Not only like the Mechaber Tainus Tzibur, you don't fast even at Afilu Yom Shemes Vav Vayim Yartzai. Aval Tainus Chalom Misanim. Yeah, Tainus Chalom you fast even on Shabbos and Yontif. Tainus Chalom Einam Yom Mizmor L'Soido An Erev Pesach. You don't say Mizmor L'Soido. Why? Because the Korban Torah they had chometz in it, so you're not allowed to bring a Korban Torah on Erev Pesach. Because you might and it's man achila. That you can only eat it up in the morning. You can't eat it in the afternoon. You can only eat it in the morning. What about Erev Yom Kippur? Someone once told me that. That's a machloikas rishonim and achronim. On Erev Yom Kippur, are you allowed? Is it forbidden to bring a korban toido? Because you can eat it the whole day till the shkiv, but you can't eat it at night. Erev Yom Kippur, if you bring a korban toida, it's only nechol bayom. You can't eat it balaylo. So you might in this manachil. Here you very much might. If you bring a korban toida in the morning, you can't eat it after chatzos already. So you hardly have any time at all to eat it. I don't know. I don't remember. What does it say in Erev Yom Kippur? You don't say mizmor l'seiva. Gotta take a look. Okay. Don't remember. Is that this chela? No. Got to take a look. Okay. So you say you don't say mizmor l'seiva. You don't say kel erech hapayim elam datzech be'erev pesach lo be'yom tov. Yeah, mizmor l'seiva because you don't bring a korban toda because it has chametz. Kel erech hapayim elam datzeach and erev pesach. You treat erev pesach like a yom tov. Treat erev pesach in the morning like a yom tov. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a yantav. After Chatzais, it's the yantav of bringing the Korban Pesach. Yeredeya, there's a machlokes. If one is in Avelis and yantav comes, a yantav cancels the Shiva. So what about Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So that's a machlokes. Tosfos and other Rishonim. And whatever the Tosfos says, you do observe Avelis. Erev Pesach, after Chatzais, but Hilchos Avelis. Whenever there's a lenient opinion, so we go to Hokel. So that's why the Rambam paskens that when it comes Chatzos, the Aner Pesach, the Avelis ends. A lot of people make a mistake. They think it applies every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontov. That's not correct. It only applies Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Same thing ripping Kriya. You're only Kriya by Kosla Marovi and Chalamoid. If a relative dies in Chalamoid, you do rip Kriya. It's a Mishnah. But if because the Kriya Luchud and Avelis Luchud, Kriya is not a Nihug Avelis, but ripping Kriya by the Kosla Marovi, there is a Nihug Avelis. So on Chalamoid, one would not rip Kriya by the Kosla Marovi if he hasn't been in 30 days. Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzoi, so we treat it like a Yontif. We treat it like a Yontif. So that we are lenient about that. So we say we're makel that the Shiva ends, or the Shloshim ends, whatever one is in the middle of. And then. And you don't require by the Kosla Marov. But people make a mistake, so they extended it to every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontem. They don't require by the Kosla Marov every Erev Shabbos. That's not correct. Yeah. To have that's based on the Gemara, yeah. Aminig, what does the Mishnah Brura say? Yudal, Aminig Shalol, Hisanes, Bechol, Isruchag. Tishrei is Yom Neroim, so you shouldn't make a cherem on anybody. You shouldn't put anybody in a cherem. But Nisan is not the same. Nisan is not the Yom Neroim season. So someone deserves to be put in a cherem, we'll put him in a cherem. Okay. Oh, here the Mishnah Berurah Beis says, Maschilim Yom HaPurim Atzmo. Shalom Adoshim Hilchos Pesach begins 30 days before on Purim. Purim is the 30th day before. Who's he quoting here? Vav. Who's in Vav? Chok Yankiv, Yad Aharam, Chen Kosov Hagro. Okay. Chok Yankiv is the standard comment, commentary on Hilchos Pesach in the Big Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Then he says, in Beis, he says, the meaning is that the rabbi gives a big drush on Shabbos HaGadol. Yeah, Shabbos Shuvah, but the main thing is not to say a pilpo, but to say over the halachas. That's what he puts in brackets. Vayikar, lahoris lam darki Hashem, to say the dinim. La lamed hamaisa sheyasan, dehainu dini hagola, ubi achomens, afiyas hamatsa, shahilchas pesach, chen Shabbos Shuvah, lidru shritlaim, ilchas yam kippah, vachagasukas, levad mashadarish meinyan atshuvah. Avla yad rosha rak pilpo, adrush biyamla, en yaitzim azay dechavasim. That's what it turned into. Over the years in Europe, that's what it became. The rabbi so showed how learned he was. He would give a big pulp on the Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. So the Chafetz Chaim is complaining about it. Okay. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Chafetz Pesach, Shalachim Mechag Atzma. Okay. Yeah, what is the source for this Mo'os Chitim? So he says in Gimel, Mishnah Berurah writes in Gimel, Uvedav is at Yerushalmi, Perakama de Bov the Basra. The Mokka in the days of the Yerushalmi had it. Okay, Shoin. Let's see, what's in Simon Tov Lamed? Shabbos Lefnei HaPesach, Karmos HaShabbos HaGadol. Lefnei HaNesh Shenas Ebo. What was the Nes? So he says, because the Egyptians worshipped animals, and each Jew tied up a set. Say Kvasim, say Yizim, they tied up a set. The Egyptian asked him, what's this all about? He said, we're going to shecht it to our God. What do you mean? That's their God. And the Egyptians didn't react. So that was a big mess. And that was on Shabbos. Then, Mikcha mi be'osot, Pesach Pinsraim, they had a buy on the 10th of Tishrei. Also, Al-Khadish, they had to set aside the Korban Pesach. So they set it aside, there happened to be Shabbos. So that's why, that's the question. So why did we observe it? Why do we celebrate that Nes on Shabbos before Pesach? Because it happened to be Shabbos. We should celebrate on the 10th of Nisan. That's the minute. We celebrate on the Shabbos before Pesach, not on the 10th. Minig lama b'mincha ha'agorim t'chilas avonim ha'yinu v'chapa al kol avonim ha'seinu poskum lama b'ochi namshi. In the winter you say b'ochi namshi. In the summertime you say Pirkei Avos. Sometimes you say Pirkei Avos. And the Vilna Gaon was not happy about this minig to say the Hagoda. Because it says Yochem Erech Chodesh. Tam lama b'yom ahu. So it says b'fair, how can you have a meaning that the Gemara says is meaningless? The Tanoim say, Yochel, Yochel Mebal Yom, Tam Lama, it's not so. Yeah. Let's see, what's tough Lama? Now, the Padika has Chametz, Betchilas, Lel, Yidal, Benis, and Bokim, Sachametz, Laura, Aner, Bechorin, and Bezdok, and Bechol, Mekamish, Derech, Lahach, Nisham, Chametz. Fine. That's the opening Mishnah. In Maseches, Pesachim, Yizor, Kalodim, Shalei, Ascha, Bishum, Malocha. Gemara says, you're not allowed to start learning, or to start any activity, the lo yoichal shouldn't eat. Achiv the kafili yesham ace kabul ilmad lo yilmad achiv the. Every night he has a chavrusa at this time, so he should cancel the chavrusa till after he does the bedikas chametz. Even if there's a shir kavua, also not. The mischal ilmad mibod yom ain't tzoch lahapsik hischal beheter. If he started learning mibod yom, that's called hischal beheter. Let's see, what does the Mishnah Berurah write in Ches? Elina Tfilas Ma'ariv. What about davening Ma'ariv? Everybody davens Ma'ariv before Bedikas Chametz. Why don't you say you shouldn't daven Ma'ariv? So he says, Zosam ha'mespalem Ma'ariv b'zmanah b'tzibi yispalelug mekoydem v'toch l'kapsan achakach. They should all daven Ma'ariv. Daven Ma'ariv in shul. Then you go home and you do Bedikas Chametz. Gam mein lochash kol kach she'ishkach lidak. Why share a tefillah who double kavul bein shaykh bo shemo yimshach. We know how long Ma'ariv takes. Every night he davens Ma'ariv. But if a guy doesn't have a minion, he's going to dab the yichidah. So which should he do first? Should he dab Myra first, or should he do Bedikas Chametz? So he says, neither. Have someone else start the Bedikas Chametz. He should start davening. Like they say, Yikayim Shneim Bizman. Okay. There is no third option. Either you're going to daven Ma'ariv first, or you're going to do Bedikas Chametz. There isn't someone else to rely on. So then you spala tchila. You should daven Ma'ariv first. Achein, who rogel is spala gan b'yichidi. If he always daven b'yichidi, he never davens Ma'ariv b'tzibur. So then we're not afraid he's going to forget Ma'ariv. So then, yivduk tchila. We came to rogel b'kach, l'chashinu kach kach sham yishkach. B'chokyan kev kosav, d'l'yolim is spala tchila, toder b'shena, toder koidam. She always daven Ma'ariv first. Even if he always davens bichidus and he always, before he goes to sleep, he never forgets, but he says, no, Torah b'sheinu Torah, Torah kaidem. Okay. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes in the footnote, Yud Aleph, David k'mar rab, David k'mar rab. Says, since it's a machlok z'achreinim, either mahalach is, either option is acceptable. If the guy's not, he doesn't have a minion. So if he, usually davens b'tzibur, then we're afraid he's going to forget to daven, let him daven first. And if he always davens b'chidus, so then there are two opinions. Whether he can do the b'dika first and rely on the fact that every night he davens b'chidus, or no. Torah b'shara torah should daven ma'ariv first. Okay. Let's see, what's tough lamed beis, that before you start b'dika chametz, you got to say a bracha. That's where the Gemara has the whole sugya. That you have to recite a bracha, over las yosem. Kodim she'ascha libdak yibracha she'gresham tzatz v'tzvanu al bi'ar chometz. Al bi'ar chometz means on destroying the chometz. So what does he say before? What is he saying? Gimel. Yafa gav deyna mevara ad lamacha. He's not going to destroy the chometz till the morning. Yekomakom kibin the b'dik hazul l'tzorach bi'ar. Havi me'ein ha'bi'ar. That's why the chacham was mesakan to say the bracha al bi'ar chometz. That's the chacham. Ein mevacham al b'dik haz chometz. Dein zasof mitzvosa. You do the bedika, you just do the bedika, you put away the chametz, you didn't finish the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is only completed. That's what the Gemara says. You only said bracha, and Dovisha said, Gemar mitzvah. There was, in the days of the Gemara, there was a practice. Some Tanoim held like that. When you tie tzitzis on a beggar, you say a bracha. Shekadashan b'mitzvah, sabitzimano, alasiyas tzitzis. The Gemara says, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. It's not asiyas, a Gemar mitzvah. It's just a hechshem mitzvah. But we say bracha al bi'ur chametz. Why? Aitzan asiyas gemar mitzvah say. Yeah, why? Why do we say bracha at all then? I don't know. Because this may be the end of the story. May have nothing to burn. He may look around the house and won't find any chametz. So then all he has to do is do the bdikah. So finished. You don't know whether this will be the gemar mitzvah or not. Since it may turn out to be the gemar mitzvah, he has nothing to burn. So you say the bracha, but the nusach and bracha should be al bir chametz, not al bdikah's chametz, because bdikah is just a achana.
Our minhag is to hide chametz in the house.
Yeah, yeah. That's a later minhag, apparently. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, is it? Yeah, the last Ramo has it. The last Ramo here has it. Minhag malanich p'tisa chametz b'okan shintzayim abayri kadesh lo yehei a bracha levatola. Miwim leinosan lo ikev. If you didn't put, das kalod amin ma bracha levar im nimtza. The bracha means abir chametz if he finds some chametz, yeah. But Mikra Din, there is no such din. Meaning he's disagreeing with the first shita. Mari Brin holds that it'll turn out to be a bracha levat tola. So that's why you only say a bracha if you know for sure you're going to find chametz. And the Rama says, Mlainasan laikev, he's disagreeing with that shita. That's what he writes in Yud Gimel, Chayla Kalzeh. Disagreeing, then kach shash bracha levatola, and keno amitzvah leave the comments of the chapis achor of Shem yimtza, lo yimtza im kach klum. Vatas kos avoy the bracha koi al mashi yivar lemocher bevaday mashi yishar meachilosa. He may not find any chametz tonight, but he knows that he has chametz in the house. He knows for sure he's going to eat the Cheerios for breakfast. He's going to eat a bagel for breakfast or something. He knows he has chametz. He doesn't have to be boidik for that. He knows where it is. So the Taz says, that's why you say the bracha. Elish mehaya maschala idei abdika v'kanal b'simato v'chein haskim achren v'dina. What's v'chein haskim with that what? Haskim or what? That if you don't put chomet, if you don't hide any piece of chomet, it's also okay. Okay, in ze kosav. What is in your alef? V'chein hevi chokang v'shem ha'arayvit. Taz is against the minik? No. Taz doesn't like the minik to put out chametz. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Again, from the beginning of the sif. From the beginning of the siman. So you got to say a bracha before you do b'dikas chametz. If you talk. If you talk between the bracha and the beginning of the Kima Mitzvah, then you have to repeat the bracha. More correct is not to talk the whole time. But some Rishonim hold that if you talked in the middle of the bdika, you have to say a new bracha. So that we don't pass like that. Let's evolve in the Mishnah Berurah. If you already started the bdika, here, let's say, take a look and hey, Mishnah Berurah. If he spoke, he was mafsik coming between the bracha and the tchilas habdika, then you got to repeat him. The hifsik ben habracha lahamitzah. The hifsik ben habracha lahamitzah. But if he spoke in the middle, that we paskin, he does not have to repeat the bracha. Even though he didn't finish yet, let's say in the middle of tkiyah shofar, you have to hear tashrat three times, and tarat three times, and tashat three times. Let's say the Baltikir says the bracha, he blows a little bit of shofar, then someone starts talking. So that's a machloka. So we pass the bracha. Yeah, but you don't repeat the bracha. Same over here. Siv katan vav. If he spoke in the middle of the mitzvah, he doesn't have to. You only say bracha. You only repeat the bracha. He spoke in between the bracha and the tchilas mitzvah. Spoke in the middle, you don't say another bracha. Let's see. But the Mechaber recommends you shouldn't talk the whole time. Like we make an announcement, you shouldn't talk till the end of all the tkiyas. You shouldn't talk till the end of the whole b'dikas chametz. The bracha refers, the bracha relates to everything. Let's see, beis b'bracha achas yoch liv de kam abatim. Then b'al abayis v'etzi yamid v'ebnei beis etzla b'shoshim v'vroch. Is pazer liv de kish bim kam. Each child should be b'dik in his own bedroom. The father of the household doesn't know where they put, what they put in which drawer. So all the children should be there when the father says the bracha. And then they should say amen, and then each one should go check his own room. Ispaza libda kish bimakamo al smach bracha shebirach bal hambayis. Yeah. Okay, what's tough lama gimel? Let's see. Habdikan sal shetia la or haner belali or halvana. You shouldn't be very comments with the moon shining in. That's not enough. You want to have a candle. Or.
Flashlights are okay.
Huh?
Flashlights are okay.
Ubabad, what?
Are flashlights okay?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Let's see. Bimava vla barak lel yadal, kish barak yom yadal, laiv dak la ora chama, ela la ora ner. Achsed rusha ora rav. Have a room that's all full of windows. The sun is shining in bright. In batka la ora chama dayo, bidiyevet, lachatchilo also not right. What's dalet? Achsedra, machum shesh, lo sholish manash, akira. It's a lot of light. Let's see. And what is the happens of cutting the hay? If you forgot to be boidik leil yadale, dachsed v'shar rav ein tzoch l'ner, v'day b'yor hachama. Mashkal shloshim b'di yevet, shum d'chachachila, you're supposed to be boidik leil yadale. But if you waited till the morning, then you don't say l'chachachila should be boidik in the daytime with a candle. The candle is not going to add anything. The sun is shining brightly in the whole room. Yeah. Mavur b'shas, the mishal abarik b'layla, abarik b'ayam, yivdak b'tzafram, shem ziz magdim in the mitzvahs, lo yochal mekodim sheyivdak. Okay. Dayo, linyan amuta, libdak b'yom yud gimel o'ira, v'chatrilo osa l'tzach l'amtan alel yudalim. Can you be boidek? You shouldn't wait till the morning of yudalim. Can you be boidek d'achsedra on the morning of yud gimel? Muta libdak b'yom yud gimel o'ira. So that's not right. You won't say a bracha. Whenever you buy the kodem asman, so you don't say a bracha. So that's not right. Let's see. What does he write? Yud Aleph in the footnote? Achreinim. It doesn't say what they're saying. Probably because of the bracha. But you have a near day in Sach Liv Dikshen. So if he was Baidik on the 13th in the daytime, and the Achsed was good the way it is. I'm Morgan Avram, Sav Sim Mishkosav, Shkamakam Yachsav Yibda Kal Kalpanim, Chederechot Balaila Ayin Shal. What's Yud Beis? The Radah is on the footnote in the Sharatzi on Yud Beis. Why lechatchila you shouldn't be boidek on Yud Gimel? The Radah is Rashi v'harif hafil lechatchila muta b'yom Yud Gimel. It's muta lechatchila to be boidek. Chemash mektas b'imacham sayin sham. V'yesh loymar the damya yom Yud Gimel le'or hachama b'achsedra le'lel Yud Gimel le'or haneir. Sham yesh harbe mekilim hafil lechatchila. Why is it lachatchila shouldn't be? Probably because of the bracha, because we passing it on to have bracha. You bought it before this month. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Good. Okay.
You can ask questions. So basically this